one of the more minor items on the to-do list. If she couldn't shift that, what could she do? Perhaps this was a painfully stupid exercise that would prove, as she suspected, there was simply no way she could do it by herself. Her body slumped. The mattress slipped a step. She shouted in annoyance. A mosquito buzzed around her ear. She thought about all the plans she and Jake had made for the renovations, all their hopes and ambitions scribbled in notebooks and on napkins. When they'd first turned up at the dilapidated hotel, he'd squeezed her hand and said, "Don't worry, we're in this together." That was how it was meant to be. Him squeezing her hand, her squeezing his. How was it possible that could turn so suddenly to such anger and shame, buzzing like the cicadas as she'd marched down the garden path? She squeezed her eyes shut, pressing her face into the mattress as she thought about the moment when, after her outburst, Jake had stood up, looked down at the lush grass, then up to meet her eyes and said, "Libby." Taking a step towards her, "I think, actually, this might have needed to happen. I think, actually, it's a good thing, you know, for me." She hadn't really listened. Instead, she'd replied, "When you were doing it, when you were shopping online for a mistress, did you think about me? Did you think about hurting me?" He'd shaken his head. "No, honestly, Libby, I was just thinking about me. And it seemed, I don't know, separate from you. Libby, I feel like shit, but I think it's right that this has happened. This..." He'd pointed to the beautiful new outhouse, the garden, the hotel. "Is all too much. I thought I'd be okay with it, but I'm not. Living here, it's too remote. I feel like I can't breathe." He'd added with a huff. "You feel like shit," she'd said. "Jake, you've shattered me." He'd looked at her with pity in his eyes. "I miss my life, Libby. I miss life." "But this is our life." "No." He'd shaken his head. "No. I'm going to go away for a bit, I think. I'm sorry." That was when she had crumpled, when the air had been knocked out of her. That was the reason why she was hauling a mattress up the stairs like a cart horse, arms stretched behind her as she tried once again to tug it to the top, so that she didn't have to go to sleep, so that she didn't have to close her eyes and see herself begging him to stay. If only she hadn't cried. If only she hadn't held on to his arm and tried to pull him back. She yanked the mattress. Stupid, stupid Libby. He'd paused and hugged her when she'd sobbed, just for a couple of seconds. Enough time for her traitorous mind to think that this could all be forgotten, that they could just focus on the hotel, on the renovations, and the imminent arrival of the guests. But then he'd let her go and held her by the shoulders and said, "Will you be okay? Should I call someone?" In a voice that suggested she was some weak Victorian maiden. With a surge of anger, she had bashed his arms off her. "I'll be fine," she'd hissed, and he'd had the nerve to look sympathetic. "Just go." She'd watched him jog up the steps to the terrace and thought, "Come back." Then she'd made herself remember the website, the affairs, the fact she'd found out through her own blog. "Go, you bastard. No, stop. Come back." Now, as she stood on the staircase, the harsh halogen lights burning above her, she found herself smacking the mattress, thumping it with all her frustration, humiliation, and anger. It felt quite good until it